The Nebraska Cornhuskers broke a 10-game football losing streak and gave first-year head coach Scott Frost his first win with a 53-28 football defeat of the Minnesota Gophers last weekend. Nebraska is 1-6 overall. They're 1-4 now in the Big Ten Conference. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? Welcome to Sports and Commentary. Thank you for tuning in. Greg Stewart is my name. And the show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for more information at WWIB.com. Huskers senior linebacker and team captain Luke Gifford is back with me on the show today. He's got 43 tackles and 4.5 sacks this season. So Scott Frost, Luke, said that he wanted to change the culture of the program. You feel like he's having success in that department?
Yeah, no doubt. I think there's been a huge change in it. You know, I think in the past, just the level of accountability throughout the program, I thought, was lacking. I don't think there was a lot of player-led rules and governing. You know, I think it's the great teams are led by players, and the coaches don't necessarily have to be the ones watching out for the players all the time. You know, the players can police themselves and make sure that the right things are being done at all times. And I think this year we've had great leadership, and with Coach Frost and Coach Duvall, our strength and conditioning coach, those guidelines have really been laid out. They've kind of showed us the ropes of how to do that the right way, you know. And I think the captains and senior leaders have really taken a hold of that and kind of ran with it. There's a lot more leadership within the players, and we're getting on the right path, you know, going to all the classes and making sure you're getting to everything on time. But there's obviously still work to be done, and we're still working on it, but we're heading the right direction for sure.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's a big ship. It takes a while to turn it around, and I'm sure Scott Frost will do that. Okay, Luke, take a little bit of time here, will you, to acquaint us with your story of, you know, becoming a follower of Jesus and how playing football there has motivated you to go deeper in your relationship with him?
Yeah, you know, college is tough, obviously. I've dealt with two different injuries, the same thing. I had hip surgery twice. And so that was a really big setback for me. You know, my redshirt freshman year, I actually started my first game against BYU, first game of the season. And we lost that game on a Hail Mary that I was actually covering. I was covering the guy that caught the touchdown pass. And there's a picture of me in Sports Illustrated with the whole BYU team on top of me. I'm getting dogpiled. And you know, at the time, it seemed like the worst thing ever. You know, I was pretty much depressed. It was terrible. I couldn't think of anything worse that happened in my first college game. You know, I've been dreaming of it my whole life, and then to have that happen was pretty disappointing. And for me, you know, at that time, my identity was football. And I think my parents helped me out so much, because I'm lucky to have them and have them be so strong in their faith and have them to go to, because I don't know what I would have done. You know, I really thought about it, and I had been letting football identify me. You know, I was letting football be my identity, and I think that whole thing really made me realize that football is so insignificant in the grand scheme of things. You know, I'm free and justified in Jesus. The things that happen on the football field don't make me who I am. You know, there's so much more to life than football. So that lesson was really big for me. And I still struggled with it my freshman and sophomore year. And then, you know, having surgery my sophomore year was another setback. And then, you know, I get back healthy. And then junior year again, so this was last year, I was playing well, started all 7 games, and then had the injury reoccur. So had the whole surgery over again, another 6 months recovery, and you know, it was really hard. It's hard to understand why those things happen, but at the end of the day, God has given me some tough battles, but it's just made me realize how much I need him and how much he is my rock and my salvation, you know. So it really has been a blessing in disguise. This year's been great. Obviously, it's been tough. We've lost a lot of games, and it's been frustrating. But I think the things I've learned these first 4 or 5 years in college have really just allowed me to enjoy what I'm doing right now and realize that I am so blessed to be where I am, living my dream, surrounded by the people I love and doing the thing I love. It really couldn't get any better than this. So I'm just blessed to be where I'm at, and I'm super thankful for everything that's going on. I'm trying to soak in these last few games, and God has shown me some amazing things in my past 5 years, and I couldn't be any more thankful for it.
Wow, that is an awesome testimony, Luke. Thank you. 6'4", 245 pounds, senior linebacker, starting linebacker, and team captain for the Nebraska Cornhuskers Football Club, Luke Gifford. He's a hometown boy from Lincoln, Nebraska. Thank you for coming back today. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Yep, thanks for having me.